Dear friends, myself Dr. Mangesh Pidesai from Mangesh Pidesai Lifestyle Hub. Here I have brought yoga knowledge retreat for you. Let us discuss some questions regarding yoga. What are the obstacles to practicing yoga at home? The obstacles which occur while practicing yoga at home are lack of regularity. There arises problem of regularity. The one who lacks strong determination cannot maintain regularity. The one who needs motivation or yogic environment around him can't work at home. Second, lack of silence. Silence is not achieved most of the times as other family members are engaged in some other task. Lack of space, lack of concentration, lack of advice, lack of motivation, and lack of tools. Second question is, what are the hazards of not doing yoga? You will feel fatigue, body ache, etc. due to regular exertion. You will feel unhappy, irritated, angry, anxious, fearful, etc. due to frequent wrong thought process. Your self-control, confidence, morality will decline in the course of life. So to clean your soul, reframe your mind, and to strengthen your body, you should do yoga, that is Ashtanga Yoga from Yamas and Niyamas, as first step before doing asanas. Yamas means self-discipline and Niyamas means social moralities. Question number 3. Is it better to do yoga before going to the toilet? Actually, yoga can be done before going to toilet also, but the condition is that you should not restrict or postpone the natural surges. If you have problem of constipation, you can do Pavan Muktasana before defecation, Ashwini Mudra before and during defecation, and Ganesh Mudra before defecation or at bedtime. If you have any urination, menstruation or reproductive organ related issues, do Shakti Chalini Mudra during regular yoga time. Next question, is it better to apply oil in body after yoga or before yoga? Let us discuss. Oil application is called as Abhyanga. Abhyangam Acharit Nityam. That means Abhyanga should be done regularly or daily. Ideally before yoga or exercise, Abhyanga is indicated. Abhyanga increases muscle tone. So if we do Abhyanga before yoga, flexibility of muscles increases so as to achieve and maintain the yogic pose. Most important benefit of Abhyanga is that muscular cramps are avoided due to it. Next question, is it good to do yoga when we are feeling hungry? Yeah, only thing which should be done when we are feeling hungry is that we should eat. Any yoga or exercise should not be done when we are feeling hungry. And what is the best time to do a morning walk and exercise? Ideally, morning 4:30 a.m. to morning 6 a.m. is the best time to perform yoga or any exercise. So, here I'm going to stop now for the today's session. Till then, goodbye and stay tuned to Mangesh Pidesai Lifestyle Hub. Bye. Dear friends, welcome to Mangesh Pidesai Lifestyle Hub. Let us discuss few questions regarding yoga today. What time gap should I maintain between yoga and having food? Actually, according to Ayurveda, our appetite changes by various factors. Out of that, one natural factor is the season. So, time required for the digestion also changes according to season. Example, in Varsha Ritu, that is in rainy season, Agni is usually low and it takes more time for digestion. That's why we should not consider fixed time. Instead of that, we should consider the feeling of lightness and freshness as the sign of digestion of the last food. That means we can do yoga after the digestion of the initial food. Similarly, we can eat after yoga when our heart rate and respiratory rate is normal, or when we are not exhausted. When we feel hungry after yoga, we can have food. Is it advisable to do yoga at night? Yes, doing yoga at morning is best, but if it is not possible, it is advisable to do in the evening but on empty stomach. That is after digestion of initial food. Next question. Is it alright to walk an hour and practice yoga at Delhi? Yeah, actually Vyayamat Ardha Sauhityam is the shloka mentioned in Ayurveda text. Ayurveda says exercise should be done only half the strength. Strength differs of each individual. So here is your answer. If you are not feeling too much exhausted and you are feeling fresh and enthused all the day after exercise, that means you are going well. Otherwise, you are over-exerting yourself. Exertion and exercise are two different things. Next question. Is it safe to do yoga on bed? Actually, Shavasana or Yoga Nidra can be practiced on bed. If there is any personalized health reason to have support of soft surface, then only as exception it should be used for, or for some smart purpose it can be used to raise legs while lying down on the floor on back. Next question. Can I learn yoga without yoga classes? Yes, sure. You can learn it by looking audiovisual demos shown on various reputed yoga websites. You can read books from Ambika Yog Kutir Thane, Nikam Guruji, Yoga Vidyadham Nasik of Vishwas Mandalik for better understanding. But if possible, you can attain face-to-face yoga sessions first, and then you can go through these methods for further improving your skills. So friends, I'm ending here with the question and answer session. Till then, stay tuned to Mangesh Pidesai Lifestyle Hub. I'm going to come up with the next audio. Dear friends, welcome again. I am here with new set of questions now. Let us discuss those questions. Which is better, yoga or gym? Actually, both have their individual importance. Gym is mostly preferred to gain muscle mass and shape. Yoga is preferred for complete well-being considering body, mind and soul connection. Gym will give you physical development, but yoga will give you all-round personality development at physical, mental, intellectual, emotional and spiritual level. Next question is, what comes to your mind when you hear the word yoga? Actually, when we listen the word yoga, the first image comes in our mind is that asanas and meditation, that's it. And nothing more. Actual yoga is much more than that. Yoga means connecting individual self with the universal self. It means having dexterity in action. Yoga is not only asana and pranayama, it is ashtanga yoga. That is, it includes yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana and samadhi. Its ultimate goal is self-awareness. Let's move on to the next question. Does yoga have any benefits or is it just a hoax? Yoga is good for mind, body and soul. It gives mental stability, peace and soothing effect. It increases muscle tone. It helps to attain self-awareness. It helps in complete personality development at physical, mental, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual level. Which is better, yoga or dhyana? Let's answer this. Actually, dhyana is one of the part of the Ashtanga Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga includes Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. Most people consider yoga as yogasana and dhyana, that is meditation, as a different concept. So this question is wrong. Next question is yoga a pseudoscience? Yoga is not at all a pseudoscience. It is the matter of experience. Thousands of researches are done till now, and still further journey is going on. Yoga is becoming famous in Western countries also due to its efficiency. Yoga is being used as a supportive or mainstream therapy also in various diseases. Why we always underestimate our science and don't accept and respect it until and unless it is accepted by foreign countries? So, tune into Yoga Lifestyle. Till then, goodbye. Dear friends, let us move further with yoga Q&A sessions. What are the characteristics of a great yoga instructor? The characteristics of a great yoga instructor are as follows. He should be able to do maximum yoga activities. He should be capable of conveying instructions clearly. He should know indications and contraindications of it. He should be good observer so that he can teach to each individual who is not developing proper skills. He should know what not to do and where to stop. He should know the time management. He should be able to create some variations in each session so as to maintain interest and avoid similarity boredom. He should be able to create enthusiasm amongst students. Next question, would you take yoga at work, that is corporate yoga? Yeah, sure. Fine moment yogic exercises for neck and shoulder and some yogasanas for backache and lumbar pain should be practiced on a daily basis so as to nullify daily work strain on the body. Mindful eating, Vajrasana, Shatapavali and Yoga Nidra can also be practiced at some centers. Pranayama like Anulom Vilom, Omkar, etc. helps to improve mental stability and space. Next question. How long should I practice yoga to get any worthwhile benefits out of it? This is a very nice question. If we do yoga continuously for 1 month, we can feel the maximum changes. In some cases, changes can be seen at earliest also. If we want to see specific health benefits according to the sufferings, its duration may differ person to person as various parameters are to be considered in such cases. Age, duration of the sufferings, severity and nature of the disease, immunity and power of the individual, season, location of residence and birthplace, etc. Does yoga usually cause muscle aches? Is it okay to practice yoga when it still hurts? Yeah, let me answer. Usually, if practiced step by step, it won't cause much muscle pain. But if some hard asanas are done at initial phase or if any asana is held for long duration, then it may cause some sort of pain. If there is some muscle pain, one should continue it for a day with the same duration and same type practice, and if the pain goes on decreasing day by day, it means your muscles are coping with it. And if pain persists or goes on increasing, that means something is going wrong and you should analyze it and stop practicing for some days to give rest to the body. Let's move on further. What are potentially harmful yoga poses? Actually, this question should be different. Which yoga poses should be done under observation? This would be the right question. Let me answer now. Actually, these are useful yoga poses, but tough enough as they cannot be performed easily by everyone and require great practice. Those are Halasana, Shirsasana, Supta Vajrasana, Ushtrasana, Chakrasana, Ardha Matsyendrasana, and Hamsasana. These are some of the potential yoga poses which should be done under observation. Okay, here I will stop and I will come again with next session. Dear friends, are you ready for the wellness journey? Let us go to the next questions. What is the best yoga that makes me stronger than I think? Actually, the best yoga may be different or for different individuals considering age, gender, profession, stage of life, example pregnancy, postnatal period, menopausal period, etc. It will be misleading to say that only one yogasana or pranayama etc. will be life-changing for anybody. It needs series of yoga types to be practiced for better effects. If you are still willing for the best yoga, as everyone knows the answer is Surya Namaskara, Anulom Vilom Omkara and Shavasana or Yoga Nidra. This is the best sequence, which is short and sweet. Then let's move further. What are some simple exercises or yoga techniques one can do to stay energetic throughout the day? Start your day at 5 a.m. After evacuating bowel, do Danta Dhavana. Use Danta Manjan Churna for that. Later do Netra Snan, that is eye cleansing method with water. Then do Pranakarshan Kriya, Namana Mudra and Kapal Bhati. For reference, you can read the book Swasthya Yoga by Nikam Guruji, Ambika Yog Kutir, or you can do only Kapalbhati also. After that, do Anulom Vilom Omkara, Dhyana Mudra and Yoga Nidra with soft instrumental music, Om or any your favorite Lord's short mantra. Then do Abhyanga, that is oil massage by own, and start following exercises. Skipping rope exercise, Baithak, that is squats, Danda, that is Hindu push-ups, then Surya Namaskara, that is sun salutations. After this, do yogasanas for back strengthening, as driving and sitting job are creating lots of issues nowadays. This is the ideal method which I am following for myself. But consult your Ayurvedic physician with yoga expertise, as I am not knowing your health details. It is my proven way of yoga and exercise revealed just for you. Let's make universe healthy and happy. Let's take next question. Is it possible to build muscle mass at 45 years of age? Yeah, this is a very important question. Important direction for making good muscular body at any age is oil massage, that is Abhyanga, then exercise, that is Vyayam. Under Vyayam, you should do exercise, but you should avoid strenuous exercise and lifting heavy weights. Do exercise half of your body strength. Can do yoga, then Ayurvedic dietetics, that is eating healthy food according to season, dosha, digestive fire, etc., as per Ayurvedic practitioner's opinion. The nidra, that is sound sleep, brahmacharya, that is limiting sexual intercourse frequency, then mind refreshing techniques like indoor or outdoor games, that is, you should avoid vigorous games, then playing with kids, listening music, etc. Then rasayana chikitsa, that is rejuvenation treatment, that is antioxidant or anti-aging treatment, should also be done according to Ayurveda. Then using vyasthapana medicines in Ayurveda as per doctor's consultation. Then there might be little bit limitations as per age, but you will be much more satisfied with these results. Only developing muscle mass is not definition of good health according to Ayurveda. Let's move for next question. Which yogasanas are the best to increase body strength? I am giving you some list. Loosening exercises, Surya Namaskara, Virabhadrasana, Pavan Muktasana, Vajrasana, Yoga Mudra, Bhujangasana, Trikonasana, Parivarti Trikonasana, Utkatasana, Hansasana, Dhanurasana, Sarvangasana, Shirshasana, Tulangulasana. These are some of the best yoga asanas to increase body strength. Note, Pavan Muktasana enhances proper excretion. Vajrasana enhances good digestion. Yoga Mudra improves health of digestive organs. Strength cannot be achieved if the digestion or excretion is not good. Hence, these yogas are included. Note, please learn this yoga from professionals as few forms are tough in this and may cause some issues. Next question is, does yoga usually cause muscle aches? Is it okay to practice yoga when it still hurts? Usually, if practiced step by step, it won't cause much muscle pain. But if some hard asanas are done at initial phase or if any asana is held for long duration, then it may cause some sort of pain. If there is some muscle pain, one should continue it for day with same duration and same type practice. And if pain goes on decreasing day by day, it means your muscles are coping with it. And if pain persists or goes on increasing, that means something is going wrong and you should analyze it and stop practicing for some days to give rest to the body. Yeah, here I will stop and let us meet again for the next bunch of questions. Till then, goodbye. Dear friends, here I am, Lifestyle Mangesh, to enlighten the lives with yoga wisdom. Let us take few questions. Is there a yoga posture that is only done at night? Yeah, Shavasana is advisable to be done before sleep. For sleeping, generally night time is healthy. So Shavasana could be done at bedtime. But it is not obligatory that it should be done at night only. If someone has the habit of late night work, he can sleep before lunch or just after the digestion of the lunch. I mean to say, before this day sleep also, one can do Shavasana. Loosening the body and having silent breathing brings peaceful, thoughtless state which helps to have a sound sleep. Sound sleep helps to decrease dark circles around eyes. And it also helps to gain proper body weight in those whose root cause is lack of proper sleep. During Shavasana, we can use devotional songs like bhajan or instrumental musics. It gives fabulous results. Viewing social media should be strictly avoided at bedtime. After Shavasana, no any electronic gadget is allowed to be seen. My secret of sound sleep is to hearing Vithumauli Bhajan by Bhakti World album at bedtime. I am not promoting or advertising for anyone. This is just to share you frankly my experience so that you will be benefited. Have a great sleep using Shavasana by Smartest Way. Next question, why should a yoga practitioner follow a sattvic diet? Sattvic diet is useful for strengthening mind, soul and body. It helps to keep the individual calm and achieve the divine properties. Yoga's ultimate goal is to achieve supreme bliss or moksha. In this journey, one's mind should be peaceful and pleasant. Rajasic diet, if done in excess, it increases sexual desire. Over-sexual desire is the biggest obstacle in the yogic personal development or self-realization. Hence, most of the yogis practice brahmacharya, which means controlling the sexual desires as well as any desire which is capable of creating instability to mind or impacting sins. Tamasic food, when used in excess, is responsible for laziness. Laziness is the biggest obstacle in the success of an individual. My views on Sattva, Raja and Tama are quite different. Sattvaguna is useful to develop divine properties. Rajaguna is useful for developing courage. Tamaguna is useful to have natural sleep. Raja and Tama are not 100% bad, but Sattva is 100% good. There is no any doubt. That's why Ahar should be Sattva Pradhan, that is dominant in Sattva Guna. If an individual is having more Rajasic and Tamasic properties, then it is not supposed to increase those properties further. So in such cases, only Sattvic Ahar is preferred for some time so as to achieve harmony and to enrich the good qualities of a human being. Actually, having only sattvic food is not the complete tool to achieve supreme bliss. Diet, lifestyle, thoughts and action all should be sattvic. That's why Ayurveda not only emphasizes use of rasayana, that is antioxidant Ayurvedic treatment, but also insists achar rasayana, that is practicing good conduct. That's it. And let us meet again in the next session. Till then, goodbye. Dear friends, I am back again for the bounce back performance for Yoga Q&A. Let us see question. Are Surya Namaskar and Pranayam enough if being healthy and fit is your only goal? It depends on your health status that which yoga or exercise is good for you. For lean person, for fatty person, for mild, moderate, super strengthy person, required exercise pattern changes. According to the limitations like obesity or knee pain, back pain, heel pain, previous surgeries, etc., yoga or exercise plan changes. I am working in this field since around 11 years to give personalized yoga plus exercise plan, and I have seen that if person is lean, Surya Namaskara causes more leaning, so I don't prefer more sets of Surya Namaskara in such individuals. If digestive system is hampered, exercise energy is not replenished by food, and hence weight loss occurs instead of the health gain. So we cannot say such generalized statement, but if you are not having any major health issues and you are not requiring any personalized consultation, then Surya Namaskara and Pranayam are always better. But if you want some muscular strength, then only these won't be that fruitful as per my experience. Next question is, which yogasanas should everyone include in their yoga session? In today's era, walking has reduced tremendously. So warm-up exercise or dynamic yogas are too much important in the starting of the session. Most of the jobs include sitting for a long time and spine is erect all the time. And chairs are not good or sitting posture is bad and AC is on most of the time. So spine becomes stiff. To overcome these spinal issues, spine strengthening and flexibility exercises are damn important. I recommend Ardha Kati Chakrasana, Kati Vakrasana 1 and 2, Parivartita Trikonasana, Paschimottanasana and Surya Namaskar, etc. asanas as obligatory in my session. So let us stop here and later I will come with next Q&A or yoga knowledge retreat. Till then, goodbye, Shabba Kher.